It's The Takeaway. I'm Melissa Harris-Perry. It's been 10 years since the rampage at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, one of the deadliest mass shootings in U.S. history. 26 people were murdered that day, including 20 children between the ages of 6 and 7. We spoke with the parent of one of those children.
My name is Nicole Hockley, and I'm one of the co-founders and CEOs at Sandy Hook Promise.
Nicole's 6-year-old son, Dylan, was shot and killed that day, December 14th, 2012.
He was a very special little boy. He was always smiling. He had a very sing-songy, lilting voice that a lot of times people couldn't always understand him. His big brother, Jake, and myself and his dad, we could always understand him. He had a very infectious giggle. Like I think a lot of kids do, but obviously I'm a very biased mother, and I thought he had the best laugh that I'd ever heard in my entire life. It was just music to my ears. He only was here for 6 years, but a lot of life and love in those 6 years.
That day started like any other. Nicole got the kids up, gave them their breakfast, and took them up the driveway to wait for the school bus. Then she went to an exercise class, and she missed a call from a friend.
And then she called back and she said, there's been a shooting at our school. I collapsed to the floor. One of my friends bundled me into a car and drove me there as close as we could get. And as we were getting closer, it was just cars everywhere and people running towards the firehouse, which is at the end of the driveway to the school. And we couldn't get any closer. So I just got out and started running too. And it was absolute chaos.
Nicole eventually found her son, Jake, who was then in the third grade, and she looked around for Dylan, but she couldn't find him or his class. Nicole and some other parents were then taken to another room.
I've heard some parents say at that moment they realized what was happening. I was clueless or in denial, or, you know, we'd heard by that time that someone, that there'd been a shooting, but had no idea the scale, whether it was a shooting with injuries, whether it was just a firearm going off on the school grounds, whether one person had been shot. And I just assumed, you know, Dylan is in hiding somewhere and he's with his special education assistant, Mrs. Murphy, because she wasn't there either. Your mind can't go to the place of my child is dead. It's just not possible.
That night, Nicole and her family stayed at a friend's house. Her road was closed because the shooter had lived across the street from them.
We stayed there that night with Jake. I still remember when Ian, my husband, told Jake that Dylan had been killed. And Jake just howled. It was a sound no human should make. And it just broke him, you know? And he's probably been broken ever since. I know I am.
Before the Sandy Hook shooting, Nicole didn't know much about gun violence. But today, she's an advocate for gun violence prevention. In the aftermath of the shooting, she and another parent of a Sandy Hook victim, Mark Barden, started an organization called Sandy Hook Promise.
At Sandy Hook Promise, our mission is to ensure that no student ever faces the devastation of a school shooting. We're really working to end school shootings in our country. And we do that by educating and empowering youth with how they can prevent violence before it occurs.
One of their flagship programs is called Say Something, which teaches students to recognize warning signs of someone at risk of hurting others.
What does it look like when someone might be going into crisis? What does it look like when someone is considering harm to themselves or harm to someone else? And then how do you tell someone about that? Not to be a snitch or to get them in trouble, but to get them help. So it's really about saying something to ensure that someone gets the help that they need and not just trust that someone else is going to take care of it. So really teaching kids how to be upstanders and lean in to help each other rather than just passively think that someone else is going to take care of it.
Nicole says that empowering students is key to making schools safer, as is policy change. But while we wait for the latter, She says it's important to remember those we've lost.
To honor those who have been injured or died in a school shooting or a mass shooting, it's important to say their names. It's important to realize that we have a public health epidemic here in terms of gun violence. But if we just talk about numbers and stats, it kind of diminishes the humanity of this is a family that's no longer whole. This is a person that should be here that no longer is here. And this is something that we could have taken action to prevent.
His name was Dylan Hockley. He was 6 years old. Our thanks to Nicole Hockley, a CEO and founder of Sandy Hook Promise and the mother of Dylan. There's nothing harder than this kind of loss, and we're grateful that Nicole gave us the time and continues to fight for her son.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.